January 17, 1911. The civilian leaders listened to Jesus more than the ecclesiastical leaders. The houses of reunion for priests will be called houses of the resurrection of the faith. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, but so afflicted and so burning with love, that he was restless and asked for refreshment. And throwing his arms around my neck, he told me, "My daughter, give me love. This is the sole and only refreshment to calm my restlessness of love." Then he added, "Daughter, what you wrote about the reunions of priests is nothing but a process that I am making with them. If they listen to me, fine. But if they don't, since the leaders of the ecclesiastics will not listen to me because they too are bound by the laces of interest, and are slaves of human miseries, almost lapping them up, instead of dominating over those miseries, of interest, of high positions and the like, the miseries dominate them. Therefore, since they are deafened by what is human, I will be neither understood nor listened to. I will turn to the civilian leaders, who will listen to me more easily. Because of their desire to see the priest humiliated, and also because maybe these are a little more stripped than the ecclesiastics themselves, my voice will be more listened to. And what they do not want to do out of love, I will make them do by necessity and by force, and I will make the government take away what is left to them. And I, my highest and only good, what will be the name to be given to these houses, and what the rules? And he, the name will be, the houses of the resurrection of the faith. As for the rules, they can use the same rules as the oratory of Saint Philip Neri." Then he added, "Tell Father B that you will be the organ and he the sound for this work. If he will be mocked and disliked by those who have their interests, the good and the few true good will comprehend the necessity and the truth that he announces, and will make it a duty of conscience to get down to work. Besides, if he is mocked, he will have the honor of becoming more similar to me."